I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The first independent external audit of Vermont Health Connect has arrived, and its findings are not exactly that great. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a Virginia-based auditing firm says the state is out of compliance with federal regulations for state health insurance exchanges.
There's a term of art in accounting called a, quote, adverse opinion. It means an institution isn't in compliance with generally accepted accounting principles, or that documents needed to prove compliance are either missing or inaccurate. After a 7-month delay, a firm called Grant Thornton issued the first external audit of Vermont Health Connect. Its authors listed 18 separate transgressions as the basis for their adverse opinion of this state's online insurance marketplace. Lawrence Miller is chief of healthcare reform for the Shulman administration.
I mean, I don't think that there's anything about that audit that is surprising or new.
Miller says the findings, especially ones related to ongoing problems with eligibility determination and verification, highlight some troubling shortcomings. But he says the issues raised in the audit are ones his agency is resolving, and he says they result from a decision to focus limited resources on making sure Vermont Health Connect works for the consumers buying insurance from it.
And frankly, in the volume of challenges that were faced, we prioritized addressing Vermonters' needs above documentation. I'm not meaning to diminish the importance of those management components. It's simply that they were less important at that time.
The audit faults the state for lacking federally mandated policies and procedures needed to flag those who are not eligible for coverage. It also found that the state lacks appropriate protocols for making sure people are who they say they are, make as much as they say they make, or qualify for what they claim to qualify for. The audit was conducted in February and was due by April 20th. Grant Thornton acknowledged it was responsible for the delay. The audit also raises concerns about security protocols for contractors and employees at Vermont Health Connect, a lack of approved training standards, and an inability to demonstrate timely handling of customer grievances and complaints. Miller says the state remains out of compliance in some areas, but he says Vermont has worked with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to come up with interim measures that have satisfied federal regulators. Vermont Health Connect is required to undergo an external audit annually. Miller says he's confident the next one will be much improved.
The project has been working very hard on completing the documentation that's necessary, the standards that needed to be improved, the training materials that needed to be updated.
State Auditor Doug Hoffer issued a separate report on Vermont Health Connect Thursday in which he raises new concerns about the state's ability to deliver a fully functioning exchange. A Boston firm called Exeter was responsible for building a significant technical component of the exchange. That firm is now going out of business.
The problem is Exeter is not going to service this software anymore. Right now, it looks like a pretty big risk.
Miller says another contractor at Vermont Health Connect has hired workers from Exeter and that the state will have the technical resources needed to maintain and repair defects with the Exeter product. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.